friend turned me on to KGNU, which I thought was pretty fantastic. And when I walked in the door for my initial training, it was like walking into my college radio station. I just looked around. It was like, oh, records on the wall. Listen to all this great music and the smell. And I just thought, these are my people. I am home. It just brings back so many great memories from being at a college radio station, which this is not. This is a lot more than what it was. But just that feeling of community, I guess, is what I really found when I was here. And being able to give back and give back in my community where I live, it's just a perfect fit.
It's 11:01 here at KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Time for a show we call Smash It Back. My name is Stephen Whitehead, joined in the studio by Dave Foley.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here.
Good to be your wingman.
We're going to be playing some classic punk and other junk up until midnight. The number in the studio is 303-442-4242, and you can send an email to dj@kgnu.org. You can also go to kgnu.org and pledge securely online, because we are at the beginning of our spring fun drive and we're looking for some support for this awesome community radio station. We got a lot of classic punk and other junk tonight. We got a little theme going, see if you can guess it. We're going to start off tonight with something from Nina Hagen. It's called Born in Six-Axe. Go to kgnu.org and pick in a little dough to keep this show going. We'll be talking to you in a little bit.
This is again Radio Yerevan with our news.
Oh, I'm sorry. You have to turn on the machine. This is Radio Yerevan. My name is Hans Ivanovich Hagen, and this is the news.
Let's do the rap.
He knows that Mr. Brezhnev is planning a reunion. He knows that Mr. Brezhnev.
Brezhnev is planning a reunion. Who knows that Mr. Brezhnev is planning? I wonder if I could make super.
Lady, очень плохо. Нет.
She got the hottest track in town. That girl, she holds her. bury you. We will 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 bury you.
It just got dark in here. 11:15, KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Trying to dim the lights, but I got shut down.
Yeah, well,
I create a little ambience in the studio.
It's pretty nice, actually. Thank you.
It's very bright in here.
Hey, we just wrapped up the first set of Smash It Back tonight. That was X, of course, with We're Desperate, kind of edited by yours truly. And before that, well, let's see. X, of course, out of Los Angeles back in 1977, featuring Xene Cervenka. And John Doe, remember when I interviewed John Doe back in 2003 or something?
Yeah, that was amazing.
That Incredible. Was amazing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I remember asking you, like, the day before the show, like, hey, do you have any good questions for me to ask him? Remember what you told me?
No, I don't.
You said, hey, I saw those guys at Disneyland.
That's right.
You should ask him how punk he felt when he was playing at Disneyland.
Yeah.
Which would have been a great question, but yeah. I didn't ask him.
That was the weirdest punk show I ever saw.
Yeah.
We took the little Disney SkyTrain to the venue.
Yeah, nice. So. Yeah, he was kind of a jerk, actually, when I interviewed him, but
yeah.
I think I got the better of him. Someday I should play that interview on the Smash It Back show.
I'd love to hear it.
Hey, before that, we heard from The Bags with We Will Bury You. That's Alice Bag from L.A. again in 1977. Before that, we heard from X-Ray Specs. Not the O Bondage Up Yours, which was their super breakout hit. But that was a track called I Am a Poser. And that was from their album Germ Free Adolescence. They're out of London, 1976, featuring Polystyrene on vocals. She was operatically trained, as far as I understand.
Yeah, and pretty young when she started out.
And pretty young. And she died about 7-8 years ago, 2011. Mm-hmm. And we also heard from Bikini Kill, Kathleen Hanna's band out of Olympia, Washington. That was a track called Rebel Girl, and started off tonight's Smash Back with Nina Hagen from Nun Sex Monk Rock. That was Born in Six Acts.
That tune was incredible, and I had completely forgotten about Nina Hagen And I had to look her up while we were listening to that tune. And she was born in East Germany.
Yeah.
Immigrated to West Germany because of her stepfather, I think, who got her into the music business. But yeah, that song was great. It kind of reminded me of that group Dee Antwood. The female in the band is Yolandi, and she seems like she's got some inspiration from her.
Nina Hagen. She's still going. Nina Hagen.
Yeah.
I saw a poster for a show coming up in France for a gospel album, I think, that she did or something.
Oh, really?
I wonder if that's, I don't know. The poster looks pretty freaked out, so it could be kind of a Diamante Galas type gospel show. I don't know.
I bet it's cool. That actually brought back a memory, because in the late 80s, I was in Long Island, and I was skating a backyard skateboard ramp, and the kid that lived there, his aunt was Nina Hagen.
No.
Yeah.
Didn't you also skate with the boy on the cover of U2's Boy?
Yep.
That's right.
I have a photo of that, and he's doing, I asked him to do the pose, the same pose. And that's awesome. Yep. So,
man.
The only two famous people.
Next thing you know, you'll be skating with that kid that did the Nirvana cover, floating naked in the pool.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Hey, we got about 45 minutes left on this show. We're here at the beginning of the fun to drive. And we just want to quickly let you know that you should go to kgnu.org and pledge your support. We actually got one pledge so far from Forrest. Says he loves Smash It Back. He's been pledging since he was born on this very show.
That's a great thing. Thank you, Forrest. I know that I've heard him pledge every year, and I know he's been listening since he was pretty young. And Smash It Back is kind of a family show, so I could see a whole family gathering around a board game and some hot cocoa listening to Smash It Back.
Hell yeah.
Children love the show.
That's what it's all about.
Grandparents love it, so
you can smell this show when you listen to it.
Yeah, that testimonial was saying that KG News got a nice smell, and it does.
Here we go. We're going to move on with something from Crass. This is Poison and a Pretty Pill on Smash It Back. Go to KGNU.org. Pledge your support.
world is in turmoil, can you hear the people cry? The cost of living's rising and I'm too young to die. Never mind the government, don't listen to what they say, 'cause if you do, a war is what they'll put you in today. Training camp with the other boys and lots of new toys. And then you'll learn to shoot a gun and drop a bomb and kill and kill and kill and kill and kill. And you and the other G.I. Joes will be marching off to war. With nukes over here and chemicals there, it'll be another world of.
Don't stop playing hide and seek. So hard, hard, hard. what your country been doing to you? That's not what you can do for your country. What your country been doing to you? That's not what you can do for your country. What your country been doing to you?
Hey, it's 11:30. We're back.
Halfway through
the show. And we got, what, one pledge so far?
One pledge.
So that's pretty cool. We should mention that pledging's pretty easy, and it's not really too much of a burden on your wallet. Basic membership's $60 a year.
$60, and Skip the Funktologist and Deep Rock Dave were talking about that. It's $5 a month. It's easy to do. As Deep Rock Dave said, it's a bag of cashews every month.
Word up.
And, you know, other people say it's a cup of coffee, but I like the cashews bag analogy.
Yeah, I like cashews myself.
Yeah.
That'd be a small bag of cashews.
That's right.
But it's pretty easy to do. You just go online, kgnu.org, say, hey, I want to join or renew my membership, and just click on SOLR. Stands for Supporter of Local Radio, S-O-L-R.
Sustainer of Local Radio.
Yeah, Sustainer of Local Radio, sorry. You can also just kick in $60 all at once. There's an 88.50 level, which is my personal favorite because it's the same numbers as our FM call numbers.
Yep. And with that, you get a T-shirt, KGNU T-shirt. And we've got a couple different ones. Honky Tonk Heroes, Old Grass, GNU Grass, Reggae Bloodlines, Roots and Branches, and probably others to choose from.
Yeah, I heard Indra mention the other day there was going to be an extra one, a new shirt released, but I thought she said Thursday night, and I haven't heard anything about it.
Definitely going to be Smash It Back.
Yeah, it could be. We're going to have a shirt someday, I swear.
We talk about it every time.
You should make it up, man. You're the artist. Artiste.
Yeah, I'll try.
Hey, what did we just hear from? We just heard from the Avengers at the end there, band out of San Francisco in 1977. So it seems like a lot of bands I've been picking for tonight were from like 1977.
That must have
been a good year. That was featuring Penelope Houston on vocals, and she's a folk singer.
Oh, yeah?
Now, yeah, she's still performing. I guess she was kind of a folk singer back then, too.
Huh.
Pretty unusual. And before that, we heard from Conflict. Not the band out of England. It was all animal rights and stuff, but a band out of Tucson, Arizona, in 82.
Wow, I never knew.
Yeah. They only did one album, Final Hour, I think is the name of the album.
Huh.
And the singer was this girl, Kay Nurse, who was a psychiatric nurse during the day.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty cool. It came out on Placebo Records. That was JFA's record, right?
Yep.
And before that, we heard from the British post-punk band The Slits. They actually supported The Clash and along with the Buzzcocks back in the White Riot Tour in 1977. And what did we hear from The Slits? So Tough from them. And started off that last set with Frigidettes from Not So Quiet on the Western Front.
My favorite compilation.
My favorite compilation, too, pretty much. Boston Not LA is pretty awesome, too, but
yeah,
it doesn't have 47 tracks or whatever.
Or a booklet that comes with the
gatefold
album.
Frigidettes were an all-female band out of Fresno, and they were apparently together for that 1 year, 1981.
Yeah, as were, I think, a lot of the bands that were on that album. Man, you're knocking it out of the park. I haven't heard a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, cool.
I'm just amazed. I'm always amazed. Like, I always think maybe I've played everything that I can play on this show, but then, I mean, you come up with stuff that I've never heard, and other DJs do as well. And I haven't heard any of this, most of this stuff tonight. So it's one of those things with Smash It Back, with punk rock music. There was such a volume of stuff that came out. And most of us focus on the early 80s because the show is classic punk and other junk, but I think there was such a volume of punk that came out in that time period because there was such a DIY aesthetic to punk that you could make it in your garage. And I think you and I talked about getting a band going together, but we never did. But
Yeah, we still could.
Yeah, we still could, and someday we probably will. But
I was listening to your show from, I think it was last month, February 1st maybe, and you had that, or actually it might have been a really old show, but I was listening to it on AfterFM.com where you can find all the shows basically that have been produced here at KGNU, and you were playing the, like the dads get together at a wedding, get the punk band back together.
Oh, yeah.
Some skit, that was awesome.
Yeah, that was funny. Forgot about that.
So, yeah, you can hear a lot of cool stuff here at KGNU, and one of the coolest things you can hear is Smash It Back every Friday night from 11 to midnight. So we're asking that you go to KGNU.org and click on Donate Now, and you can even pick out a gift right there, CD or some concert tickets or something like that.
It'd be cool if you called up the studio, too, and let us know that you what you like about the show, 303-442-4242. Pledge online, though, but give us a call, too. We'd like to talk to you.
Right on. We're going to move on now with something from the Raincoats, band out of London, 1977. Smash It Back.
I'm hurt you, baby. They're gonna put you away.
It is so sick.
Put your baby dressed up in red. Put your baby mess in your head. Put your baby gone at night. Put your baby turn on the light. Oh yeah.
We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah, there we are.
What a tune.
What a tune. We got some Stink Fist in the background right now. And just wrapped up with that last set with Dead Porker from Nazi Bitch and the Jews.
Can you say that?
I think you can say that. It's a pretty racy name, but I think it's all, you know, for a good cause.
For sure.
Socially conscious group. That was off of the that's so quiet on the Western Front.
They were out of Fresno.
Just like the Frigidettes that we played before. That's right, they were out of Fresno. And before that, we heard from Plasmatics, a band out of New York City.
Yeah, I was wondering about them. Were they kind of a put-together band, like a produced band?
No, I don't think they were. I remember we would check them out on, like, they were on that show Fridays.
Yeah.
It was like a Saturday Night Live type thing.
Yeah, with Kramer.
And she, like, I think they were on Saturday Night Live, too. I don't know.
They were.
And she, like, saw Wendy O. Williams, the stripper singer, would come out with just, like, some electrical tape on and some spandex or something. And she saw like a Mustang car in half.
Chainsaw. Yeah.
And smashed that huge TV with a mat, like a sledgehammer, and it exploded and stuff.
Yeah.
But I always thought they were kind of we thought they were awesome, but also it was like, this is like over the top.
Yeah.
But I think they were serious.
Yeah, she was intense. R.I.P.
Yeah, and she died, I think, a heroin punk rock type death.
Mm-hmm.
But before that we heard from Teenage Jesus and the Jews. Wait, that was Nazi Bitch and the Jews. We heard from Teenage Jesus and the Jerks.
Jews.
That was a track called Baby Doll from them. And that's Lydia Lunch and James Chance from also from New York City back in 76, 77, 78.
Hmm.
Two good name bands there, I think. And we also heard from Morbid Opera. Band out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, that I had on this cool 7-inch. We Can't Help It If We're From Florida.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Got that back in the day. That was a track called Polyester Pig. And started off with the Raincoats, the aforementioned Raincoats.
Mm-hmm.
So,
we got someone to thank.
We do have someone to thank.
We got a pledge.
That's awesome. So, we got Forrest.
And Todd. Shout out to Todd.
And now Todd.
Thank you very much.
Right on. Todd's a big fan of Smash It Back, from what I understand.
Yep, that's what he said.
Yeah.
Every week.
God bless him.
And we've got about 9 minutes left in the show, so we'd love to get another pledge, at least one or two more pledges, and get on to kgnu.org. It just takes a minute or two, and $5 a month. That's $60 a year, $88.50. That'll get you the T-shirt. And just becoming a member gets you discounts at local stores, reduced ticket prices to KGNU events. So, go online now, kgnu.org.
That's right. Think about what cool stuff you hear at KGNU, even besides Smash It Back. There's a lot of really cool shows. Sleepless Nights is awesome. Midnight to 3 in the morning.
Yep.
Restless Mornings, we got Ann Canelo, who does Smash It Back here once a month, once every other month, something like that.
Yeah.
Whenever it fits into her schedule. She does Restless Mornings regularly from, I guess, midnight on Friday, or 3 in the morning on Friday into
5:30.
Right into 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Awesome. She also does The Present Edge, which is one of my favorite shows.
Uh-huh.
Dub Palace is awesome.
Yep. Reggae Bloodlines, one of the longest reggae shows in the U.S., and Eclipse, I think, is one of the longest hip-hop shows in the U.S.
Yeah. Eclipse Crew is awesome.
Yeah.
They come live now from the Goosetown Tavern every third Friday, I think. I mean, every third Sunday night.
Mm-hmm. Live radio. Yeah.
that's live Eclipse and Dub Palace after that. So you can always go down and check them out live there.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool. And, of course, there's all sorts of news programming. Democracy Now.
Yeah.
I like the BBC. We got to pay for all that stuff, and that's why we need your support. KGNU.org.
Yeah, I always wonder what the percentage of music is to news and talk. And whenever I tell somebody about KGNU, because I'm always telling people about KGNU that don't know about it. And
I think it's 50-50.
Really?
Yeah, but I think that counts midnight to 6 in the morning being music.
Hmm. I always thought it was maybe 70% music and whatever the rest. 30. That would be 30%.
That'd be 30?
Yeah, if my calculations are right.
Yeah.
But speaking of calculations, get your calculator out and figure out how much you can donate, because it really helps the station. So, KGNU.org.
And, yeah, we really appreciate your support. And when you call in or when you go to KGNU.org, there's a place where you can leave some comments. And you can, of course, say that Smash Back's your favorite show and you want it to be on every Friday from, like, 9 to midnight.
Yeah.
Or just that you love it the way it is. You can also go to AfterFM.com and listen to these shows again. And that costs money, too. Keep that website going.
Yeah.
So
we're on a shoestring budget here. And when you do pledge, give us a call. Like I was saying earlier, Todd gave us a call. It was good to chat with listeners, as it always is. I always like listeners calling up during the show. And 303-442-4242. That is after you pledge.
After you pledge at KGNU.org. We're going to go out here with something featuring Lydia Lunch. It's Sonic Youth, Death Valley 69, Kim Gordon, Lydia Lunch. Smash it back. Stay tuned for Sleepless Nights coming up at midnight right here at KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. We'll be right back.
told me you wanted.